Here we have the Tosfos to deal with. Gemara said, "Kala b'el daita al gemarbiya," and all of the Rishayim ask that this Gemara is a stira to a Gemara in Yavamis. Our Gemara is saying that Saif Bia is Kaina, and the Gemara in Yavamis, Tema, Perakabal Yavinta, Yafina, the Isha Niknis, the Baila Bara, Asikicha Kicha, the Arayas, Varahin, the Tchilas Bia, Baha Masid, the Saif Bia Kaina. I mentioned to you already in the previous Sugya that Hara is a Kenyan for just about everything. Hara is a Bia for just about everything. Hara is a Bia for Arayas, for Yibum, for to make a woman a Zaina that she can't marry a Kayan. So if Hara is a Bia, so how come Agamara says that the Kedushin is with Saif Bia? So Tosfos has four Terutzim, and actually the four Terutzim are really three. Because the first two, the Rashba and the Riva, are not arguing. They're just two ways of saying the same thing. The Hamakna says that the Rashba and the Rivam are not arguing. They're just two ways of saying the same teretz. The Rashba and the Rivam both hold that really Tchilas Bia is Kaina. Just that the Metzias is that people have Das on the Gemar Bia. But not because it's a din that the Gemar Bia is Kaina. Well, let's see it inside. I'm Rashba. The Chi Amrin and Hara Kaina Hainu Balay Osakiyam Hara. Upirish Miyad. What does that mean? A man wants to be Bayol Hashem Kiddushin. He did only a Tchilas Bia, Upirish Miyad. To Mukhir Shlaya Bay Baitin Lichnis Begamar Mia. The assumption is he went with a plan to do only a Tchilas Bia, he can't say his Das is to be Kaina with the Gemar Bia. Aval Hacha Mayri Shagamar Biyasai does like Honey Barra, give me Shadaita Algamar Biyah. Aval Hashem Echiyach, Dama Kala Bayo, Vala Yakava Kala Ma'ar. So what does the Rashba say? That it depends on the case. If a person does a Tchilas Biyah, he's kind of a Tchilas Biyah. If a person does a full Biyah, he's kind of a Tzayf Biyah. It just depends on the case. The difficulty with the Rashba's, the svar of the Rashba is very good. Just the case, the Rashba says that a man planned to do Tchilas Bia, so he's kind of with Tchilas Bia. Because that was his plan, so that's his das. The problem is that we know from Beis Amid Beis that you need Das HaYisho also. You also need the woman's das to be Makna, or to be Mafka herself, however you want to phrase it, but you need the woman's das also by Kiddushin. So if he needs a woman's das, so just because he only planned to do a Tchilas Bia and be Pirish, so he had a mind Tchilas Bia. What about the woman? What about the woman? So I have to say, Zakta Makna is the Kasha, that what about the das of the woman? So the Makna says that the case is that he told the woman, I'm only doing Tchilas Bia, she knew. So since she knew they're only doing Tchilas Bia, so then the Das is on the Tchilas Bia. Memela, not much like that from Tosfos. Tosfos says that Upirish Miyad Demuchach Shloih Bedaiti Liknes Begmar Bia. It's Muchach that they have Das to be kind of a Gemar Bia. What do you mean Demuchach? He said so. He told her, I'm only going to do a Tchilas Bia. Tosfos is not mashma that he told her. Tosfos is mashma that he didn't tell her. If he didn't tell her, then the kasha comes back. Tosfos teretz is very good that he had a mind tchilas bia, that's all he did. What about the woman? If we say daiti agamar de bia, mistam daito is also agamar bia. This is the problem with the Rashba's pshat.
No.
Maybe she just has a mind to be mafker herself and be kind of with that, like the Ran that said she has a mind to mafker herself. So the problem with that would seem to be, I tried that teretz on somebody. The problem is that when you mekadesh a woman with a hundred with a mana, and you're counting out the mana, she's not mekudeshes until you give her the whole mana. because she thinks she's getting a mana, so she's not, even though she's mafka herself, she's not mekadesh until she gets the whole mana. So if you want to show with Bia, it's mistaver, that also she doesn't have a mind to be mafka herself until she gets the whole Bia.
That's
what she thinks is happening.
But then he also thinks he's getting the whole mana.
What?
Over there when he's counting out the
money. Yeah, okay. It's true. So there's a difference in his das between the two cases. What about her das between the two cases?
Yeah. So
like
I'm saying, she's not herself.
In
the case of the mana, he just didn't never had a mind that he completed the
kinyan
so long
as
the counting, that's why she's not
in the session. It's only a problem him, not in her. Gemara Lashon was a mashra
there,
and that was the Gemara Mashra that she wants to open. Because
oh,
he wants. I'm saying by the mana.
Oh, by the mana.
Yeah.
But maybe the idea of men and women think differently. The man that has the dot from the end of the year, and a woman has the dot from the beginning.
Right, if we have such a couple, that's fine. I don't find that hard to understand. I understand Kalabayil Daiti Al-Gamar Bia is that people don't think, it's not because people think, I mean the beginning, I mean the end. It's just people think Bia, whatever it is. It's not just the beginning. The way I understand the Gemara would apply to a woman just like a man. If that's... Al-Kaponim, so the Hechtimsa of the Rashi was a little bit of a problem. But the Rashi was Etzem Teretz, is a good Teretz, that Be'etzem Tchilas Bia is kinda, it just depends what the person's das is. Rivam Teretz, very similar to the Rashba, Ha de Niknis Bahara, Hainu Bimifaresh, Sheroy Selichnis Bahara, Avul Bistan, Daiti Al-Gamar Bia. So the Rivam and the Rashba are probably Pash Pshat in the Gemara. And in Mela, there's no. I don't know why Tosis needs more Turetzim. Chayrut Epshad is Pash Pshat in the Gemara. That's Stoma, Daiti Al Gemara Bia. If it's not Stoma, then it's on Tchilas Bia. Be that as it may, Tosis brings two more Turetzim. Rabbeinu Tam Teretz, the Achresh, the Sraba, Haraki Gemara Bia. Once we've established a Mesechtes Yevamis that for all basic cases, Hara has a din bia, and can komakim shemaska bia b'hara kamer. Every place that the Gemara Stama mentions bia means tchilas bia. B'achik kamer taka al Gemara means that tchilas hara kaina is safe hara kaina. Is the beginning of hara safe hara kaina? Says not stira to Yavamis. The Gemara in Yavamis says hara is kaina, and al Gemara says which part of hara. But dafka leman diyama hara zuachnasa satara the shayf but tchilas b'safe. It's Mandiyama Hara is Nishika Sa'ever, which does not Shayach Tchilah V'Saif. Agamar is going to Mandiyama Hara Zuachnasa Satara, so Shayach Tchilah V'Saif. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Seems to be a much bigger Daichik than the first Pshatim, because you have to say, when the Gemara said Kalabayil, Daichel Gemara Biya means Gemara Hara, which is very difficult. A person's Das is on Gemara Hara. The final Teretz in Tais is Rabbeinu Nissen Gain. This is the Tais is called Rabbeinu Nissen Gain. It's also the Rif Shita, which I mentioned to you on Tesamid Beis. The Rif Shita is Dahidi Yavamis Ayri Achar Kiddush. Da Yidei Oisa Hara Hava Kenesua Kamei Chupa the Lacha Kiddush. Rabbeinu Nissen Gain is actually saying two Kiddush. The first chiddush that he's saying, and he doesn't even bother to say, it's a case of her pashtus, is that just like by kiddushin, you could do kesef shtar of bia. Bia is a type of kiddushin. By nesuin, where we've said all along, what's nesuin? Chuppah. What's chuppah? So we had five shitas, either spreading a talis, or spreading a bedekin, or a canopy, or a yichadrum. Or going home at the end of the day together, but it's achnasa l'shusa in one form or another. That's chuppah. Rabbeinu Nissen Gain and the Rif hold that bia is a kinyan nesuin also. That bia does nesuin. If a man is mekadesh woman kesef, and now he wants to do nesuin, so zikha he could do a bia and that's a nesuin. And that there's no gemara in shas that says that. There's no gemara in shas that says clearly that Bia could do Nesu'in. And the Ran, the Rabbeinu Nissen Gain and the Rif hold that Bia could do Nesu'in, just like Chuppah does Nesu'in. So we have basically two Nesu'ins. We have Chuppah with the five Pshatim where Chuppah is, and then we have Bia. Bia is also Nesu'in. The Ran says, what's the Makar? Where did they get that Bia could do a Nesu'in? What's the Makar for this? So the Ran says two things. He says first there's a Tzvara,
the Sar that Bia could shaft the Nesilin, that it can make a Gemara the Kesher between them. But then he brings a Makar. He said the Kavachayma from Yavama. That just like we find by Yavama, that Bia makes the complete Kenyan, what we would call the Nesilin. So the same thing here. So you learn out from Yibum, just like Yibum with the Bia, you're totally married. It's the same thing here, and the Suin could be with Bia. That's the Chiddush. That's the first Chiddush of the Rebbein and the Sengain, and the rest, which is nothing to do with our Sugya. There happens to be a plugs in here, but that's their Chiddush. That Bia could do the Suin, and we pass in that way. We pass in that Bia could chaff in the Suin. Now, what does that have to do with our Gemara? So there, Rebbeinu Nissen Goyen says that by Bia of Kiddushin, then that's Agamara. That call up by Yol Daiti Agamara Bia. And by Bia of Nisuin, that Chilas Bia is kindness. This is the sheet of the we call Shita Serif. Taisus calls it Rebbeinu Nissen Goyen. So Shita Serif is what? That for Kiddushin, you need a Saif Bia. And for Nesu'in, it's enough Hara. Chilas Bia, to do a Nesu'in. Svara is that by Nesu'in, she's already Zakuka a little bit. She's already connected to him a little bit. So even Chilas Bia is enough. But by Kiddushin, which is the Askala, that you need a complete Bia. Comes out, a machlaikis lahalacha. If a man does just Chilas Bia, for Kenyan Kedushin, he has a mind, he tells a woman, Hariyama Kodeshusli, but with the Tchilas Bia, and he does it just the Tchilas Bia for Kedushin. Like the Rif Sheet can't do a Kedushin, Tchilas Bia cannot shaf Kedushin. Like the Sheet of the Taisvis, of the Rivam and the Rashba, then it does. If you have a mind Tchilas Bia, you have a mind Tchilas Bia, it's a Pashta Sagamara. But if you have a mind chilas bia, you could be kind. So the machlokes ladina, if hara chilas bia is kind of by kedushin. Machlokes the two shittas. As I said when we started Taisus, to me the Rashban, the Rivam, and Svara is very glatt. It's straight with our Gemara. It's straight with the Gemara and Yavamis. It's an easy shita. The shita that needs hesber seems to be certainly Rabbeinu Tam, but we'll deal with today with Rabbi Nissen Gai. This Rabbeinu Nissen Gai needs hesber specifically. What's for Rabbeinu Nissen Gai? Rabbeinu Nissen, what? Rosh Tais himself has a kasha. Kasha the peruchi kicha kicha gabi kedushin ksev alei mayri b'chul paklau. Rosh Tais's kasha is that the Gemara in Yevamis has a gzereshava or a hekish kicha kicha. So that's not talking by Nisuin, that's talking by Kedushin. Alright, so for that, the Beis HaLevi says that Rabbeinu Nissen Gai teaches the Pasuk, Ki Yikach Ishisha, goes on Kedushin, U Kikach Ishisha, U Baala, goes on Nisuin. Ki Yikach Ishisha, U Baala. So that Pasuk is talking about Nisuin too. The Bia and the Pasuk is Nisuin, so Kikach Kikach goes on U Baala, which is Nisuin. What? In Taichi Psukim, I don't start up with what? It's true. So we're makrish to a part of the pasuk, but it's referring to the bia. It's not referring to kicha, which is kasef. It's referring to a baala. Okay. At any rate, in Svara, there seems to be a big problem with Rabbeinu Nissen Gai, and that is that. If our Gemara is saying that kol abayel daiti al gemar bia, that's a mitzias of the way people are. When people think about bia, they think about gemar bia. No one thinks about chilas bia. If that's a mitzias, so that's a mitzias by kedushin. That's a mitzias by nesuin too. You can tell me, people when they think about kedushin, then you say Yishaniknis Babiya, they're thinking about Saif Biya. And when you say about the Suin, you say Yishaniknis Babiya, they're thinking about Chilas Biya. Not Mistavar at all. When people think about the concept of Biya, they don't think about Chilas and Saif. When you learn the Mishnah based on Aleph, you learn the Inyan Biya. You think about Chilas Biya, Saif Biya. No one thinks about that. Yisum Biya is Biya, that's how you kind of. Kala Bayal, Daitya Gemar Biya. Gemar Biya meaning the whole Biya. So how in the world could the Rebbeinu Nissen going come and tell me, listen, when you're talking about Kedushin, Kala Bayal, Daitya Gemar Biya, it's the Gemar Biya that does it. What do you mean? There's no the svara that kol abayil daitei agamar biya should apply equally to nesuin and to kedushin. The chlal,
you might want to say that maybe by nesuin he's not as worried about losing or whatever. Kedushin, he wants to get a kind of nesuin. He already has it. He's not asking for agamar biya because there's no
sense.
So
by
the new king, it's the whole thing.
We're saying now, we're talking about a man who's getting married. Presumably, if his wife is ready to marry him, he's not worried that she's going to run away in a minute. So the question of Kol HaBayal Daitei Gemar Biya, it doesn't seem that a person sits down and analyzes Tchila Saif. It means Biya is Biya, Biya is the whole thing. It's one thing, and that's it. We learn the Mishnah, Keser Shtaro Biya. What's Biya? Biya is Biya, whatever it is. It does a Kenyan. You don't start analyzing, breaking it up. So why should we say by the suin that people break it up and say, think about Tchila Saif? It's not a Kuduchal, not a Mustafa. Right, that's one of the stifles, Mahalchim. And Nachinam. Okay, the second difficulty with the Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon is that the Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon is comparing the suin to Yibum. Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon. No, it's not spelled out here in Tysis, but spelled out in the Rif, that Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon and the Rif are comparing that just like by Yibum, she's the Kuka by Medes, so Tchilas Biya is enough, because she's already a Zika, so that's why Tchilas Biya is enough. So the same thing by Nisuin, since she's already started to be married to him, is already a beginning, there's a Kedushin, so Tchilas Biya is enough. That's the way the Rif compares it. He compares Nisuin to Yibum. So just like by Yibum, since there's already an attachment, Tchilas Biya is enough for a Kenyan. So same thing by Nisuin, since there's already an attachment, so a little is enough. The Dimyan is not a good Dimyan. Because Yibum is kind of without Das. Yibum, if someone is Miyab, someone B'Shaygeg Ba'in, Yibum doesn't require Das, not from him, not from her. So if it doesn't require Das, so by Yibum, I don't care. Tchilas Biya, Saif Biya. He's kinder, because he's kinder. It has nothing to do with Das. How can you compare that to Nisuin, which needs Das? The person has to have a mind to be kinder by Nisuin. If you have to have a mind, so you have to know which part of Biya you're having in mind. So the whole Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon is Shver, Sai, it's Shver. When he makes a chilek between kedushin and nisuin, that's the first kasha. How can you make a chilek? And the second thing is comparison. When he compares the suin to yibum, it seems to be inaccurate. He knows you have kedushin, you have nisuin, you have yibum. Yibum tchilas biya is kaina, kedushin saif biya. So nisuin is similar to which one? But this guy is saying nisuin is more similar to yibum. The whole dinyan to yibum and not to kedushin. It's
so yibum. You see the yarn.
But they're tchilas biya, so we can say they're tchilas biya because kol abayil daitei gemar biya. But by yibum it doesn't matter, so therefore tchilas biya is kind of. That makes sense by yibum. That even though daitei gemar biya, but tchilas biya makes a king. So Steifel has two mahalachim. The ikur that I want to share with you is the second mahalach, which is the yisaidistik mahalach, which we've mentioned on previous occasions. The aside that the Stifler says is that there's a difference be'etzem between Kedushin and the Suin. The Kedushin and the Suin are not just two things you need to be fully married. Each one is different. Kedushin is a Maisa Kenyan. Kedushin by an Isha is the same as Meshicha by Metaltalim or Kenyan by Karka. It's a Kenyan. That's what Kiddushin is. It's a type of kinyan. And therefore, it has all dinei kinyanim. Nisuin is not a maisa kinyan. Nisuin is when a husband and wife, a man and a woman, live with that metzias of ishva ishtai, they're in a circumstance which symbolizes husband and wife. That is chuppah. Now, chuppah is not a maisa kinyan. It's a state of being. It's a way a person is. It's that calls it a metzias. It's not a maisa kinyan. I think last time the nekuda I used to explain this was that by kedushin, it's the act of putting on the ring that does the kedushin. It's not the ring being on her finger. Adam have to see the ring go on, not see it the result of it on her finger. By kedushin, you need the maisa kinyan. It's the act of putting the ring on or putting the shtar into her hand. Mashiach came by nisuin. They don't see a maisa. What do they see? Let's say Adam v'Yichudu. They have to see them step into the room. No, you don't have to see them step in. You have to see them in the room, and that metzias in the room, or chuppah. You have to see them step into the chuppah. No, the kedushin come up. They see them under the chuppah, not stepping into the chuppah. So that nisuin is not a maisa kinyan. It's when they're in a certain circumstance, which is the way husband and wife normally, it's a normal thing for husband and wife under the same chuppah, in the same yichud room, or whatever your whole chuppah is. That being that way is what tuzayif nisuin. Well, I mentioned to you yesterday the badekin. Nezah said it's not the act of badekking her which is the nisuin. It's being badekked under the chuppah, being badekked at the time of the kedushin. It's so that nisuin and kedushin are two different things. Kedushin is a maisa kinyan. Nisuin is a metzias of being like husband and wife. Now, of course, you have to have in mind by nisuin you need das that you want to be like husband and wife. But two people just happen to be standing under the same chuppah by mistake, that doesn't make them husband and wife. It still needs das for nisuin. But what the das of nisuin is not das for a kinyan. It's das for a metzias to behave as husband and wife. Now this yesod, which the Stipler spells out here, and Rashach writes, explain to you soon in the next sugya. This yesod, it's a basic yesod understanding kedushin and nisuin. And I don't think it's a subject of machlaikis. I think everyone agrees to this yesod. This would explain Rabbeinu Nissen Gain and the Rif. How? We asked by Kala Boyel Daiti Agamarbiya by Kedushin. So by Nisuin also, let's say that Kala Boyel Daiti Agamarbiya. That was the Kasha, the Stipler's Kasha on Rabbeinu Nissen Gain. Then why by Kedushin we say Daiti Agamarbiya and not by Nisuin? And for the Stipler, by Kedushin, it's a question of das for a kinyan. So when do you think the kinyan is happening? By the whole beer. By the suin, it's not an issue of das for a kinyan. It's issue for das to be like husband and wife. To be in a manner of husband and wife. It's poshet that chilas beer is already in a manner of husband and wife. It's by the beginning of the beer, it's already that way. Even if he does a whole beer. So that by nisuin, where it's not the maisa kinyan, it's just they're having a mind to be behaving as husband and wife, that tchilas bia could do it also. Because tchilas bia is also a manner of husband and wife being together. So the maisa, if you're going to ask him, when does he have das to make a kinyan, Itak would think of saif bia. But by nisuin, you don't need das to make the kinyan. You just need that they're in that metzias of husband and wife, which is even the tchilas bia. It's very geshmak pshat, the Stifler says, and it's nikarim de reyemis. It's a very klar pshat. The Stifler adds one more thing that we gain with this pshat. And that goes back, the Stipler brings the Maisa de Rashi that we had yesterday. Yesterday, we learned in the Mordechai, the Maisa de Rashi, which was that after a wedding was over, there was a realization that the ring wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. After the wedding was over, they realized it wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. So the Shaila was, well, we got to do a new Kedushin, that's not a Shaila. Do we have to do a new Chuppah? So Rashi was Mechadesh, that you don't need a new Chuppah. That all you need is a new Kedushin. Aye, Chuppah, so Chuppah could be first. Rashi said, which seemed to be clear, like the Mishnah Melech, Chuppah could be first. What was the Makar of Rashi? How do you know Chuppah could be first? He brought from a case of Cotton, whose mother or brother married her off when she was a Katana. Katana got married off by her brother or her mother, that's only a Durabanan. When she turns 12, she could be Mamayin, she could say, I don't want, but let's say she wants. So the halacha is that she becomes married, Minataira, like the first Bia after Godless. The first time that he's Baila after Godless, and she decides she wants to stay with the marriage, and he's Baila her. At that point, that's a Kedushin. So Rashi said, 1 minute, that's a Kedushin, but it's after the Chuppah. The Chuppah was already, earlier when she was a Ketana. So Raya is at Rashi that the Chuppah could be first and the Kedushin could be second. Okay, that was Rashi's Makar. The Chuppah could be first and Kedushin could be second. In fact, the Stipler, what's fair on that? When she turns 12, he says she needs a new Kedushin. Why does she need a new Chuppah? We're saying when she turns 12, the Kedushin she got when she was 10 was only with the Rabbanim. She wasn't married to Natara. So after she turns 12, she needs a new Kedushin. So we say, what's the Kedushin? The first time the husband is going to be violent now, that'll be a Kedushin. Why does she need a new Chuppah? Rashi assumes that she doesn't need a new Chuppah. That after 12, all she needs is a new Bia, and that'll be Kedushin. Chuppah, she doesn't need a new Chuppah. Why doesn't she need a new Chuppah? I would have thought that if everything happened under 12 is the Rabbanon, see, after 12 everything starts again. You have to do the Kedushin, do the Nisuin. Oh, why shouldn't you need a new Nisuin after 12? Dr. Steitler. But what's our Yisrael? Our Yisrael is that Nisuin doesn't need Das Kinyan. Nisuin just needs Das to live as husband and wife. It's a Metzias. The Steitler calls it a Metzias. That Metzias already exists as a Ketana. They're living as husband and wife. So that Nisuin is a good Nisuin. Even though she's a Ketana, she doesn't have Das. But to create that Metzias, she created that Metzias. She's living with her husband as husband and wife. So therefore the Nisuin even by the Ketana is good. So that's why Rashi's proving that the Nisuin, they're proving from this from this case of Ketana, that's what Rashi's proving, that Nisuin could be first. But you see that he's considering the old Nisuin to be a Nisuin. You follow? That if you need a Das Kinyan, so that when she's a Gedolah, she needs it all over again. But if you just need the Metzias of husband and wife, that Metzias you have. Now, she's not going to be an Eishes Ish beforehand because she had no Kedushin. But as soon as the Kedushin kicks in, then the Nisuin is already there. They're already living as husband and wife, and then we have both. So this is the site of the Stipler, and as I said, Rav Shach also says this independently, this difference between the two. Rav Shach adds that's why Kedushin, we said you need Eidus L'Kiyume. Right, Kedushin, we said that many times that you need Eidus L'Kiyume. Without Eidus, Kedushin is nothing. By Nisuin, it's not Pashit that you need Eidus L'Kiyume. We have Eidus Yichadrum, but if you don't have, that's a pashat, you need Eidus L'Kiyum Eidus. Samech Baruch Achleikas. Why? Because they're not there. Kenyan needs Eidus L'Kiyum Eidus, that's for sure. If Nisun would just be a second Kenyan, it would also need Eidus L'Kiyum. Being that Nisun is a Metzias, if you have the Metzias, you have the Metzias. Okay. So this is the sugya of Tchilas Biyakayna, Saif Biyakayna. So it's a very short sugya, 5 lines, but 2 big yisaitis. The Mishloh Melech from yesterday, and this Machlekes Rebbe Nissengain, and the Bali Taisvis from today. So again, just don't forget with all the complications. The Nakuda of Machlekes is Hara kind of. In our Mishnah, is because Arabia is Hara kind or not? By Tosis hold it is. Just stam daiti asayf bia. But if you want, you can be kind of with Hara. Rabbi Nissengain and the Rif hold that it's not. Okay, the Gemara has one more ibaya. Ibaya lahu bia nisuinaisa ayerisinaisa. By right away. You have to understand the Gemara Shaila is about a single bia to do both. Okay, if you do, Ran says, and the Rif says, that it's pashut, that if you do one kinyan for kedushin, and later you want to do a bia for nesuin, that's not the ibaya. That's for sure. Nesuin could be through bia. Right, that was the Rif's Beinu Nisengayin's Yisai, Kalachayma from Yavama. And certainly a ketuwaif bia ketuwaif nesuin. That's not the ibaya. The ibaya is if you have a single nesuin for both, and they want both. If they don't want both, they don't. What? A single bia. If you have a single bia, could that be nesuin and eris and both? Could you do both with one? Could you do one bia l'shem eris and nesuin? That's the Gemara Shaila. Okay, a man wants to get married. He wants to do everything eris and nesuin in one shot. He doesn't have kesef, he doesn't have shtar, so he's going to do it b'derech bia. So he says hariyat mekadeshesli before he goes into the yichadrum. He says to Edom, hariyat in front of Edom, hariyat mekadeshesli b'bia zu, and l'shem nesuin also. So this is the Gemara Zibayim. Now, the Ran points out, if this bia takes place, where did it take place? If it's in his house, it wouldn't be a shaila. Why? Why? Why would there be no shaila? If he takes that in his house, and he's bayil l'shem kedushin l'shem nesuin, so of course it's a chuppah. If you brought it to his house, so who cares if the bia shas nesuin? At the same time that he's being bayil l'shem kedushin, he's in his house, and that's certainly a good chuppah. What? So it would be, if he's not a chavel l'shem chuppah, he'll work out kinyan ma'al kinyan she'en ma'al. Certainly he's doing chuppah. Let's grab the raya again that the Ran holds kinyan ma'al kinyan she'en ma'al works. The Ran says, if it's b'beisai, it's pashut, he's kind of her. This must be talking that it's not b'beisai. That he's being ba'al her. Not bebeisai, so there's no chuppah. Right, the yichud room has to be his room, has to be his house. And the weddings today, we assume that the rental, when you rent the hall, that you're renting the yichud room. Some people are machmir, they do a separate kinyan for the yichud room. They give a dollar to the caterer to be kind of the yichud room. But the yichud room has to be his. It has to be machnis al rishusai. So this Gemara Zibaya, so the Ran says, the whole Nidain, if Bia Nesuin Aisa only makes sense, if it's not, the Beisai, if it's not in his place. Okay, so that's fine. So Yibaya Lu, Bia Nesuin Aisa, Eris Aisa. Nafkamina, Liyarsha, Litamela, Ulohafe Nidareha. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina if it's erisin and nesuin? So there are 3 nafkaminas: Yerusha, Tamei la, if he's a kayin, lahaf in the dera. Yamr nisuin I see yarshim tamal in the dera. Yamr derisin I say any yarshenim tamal of ainim if in the dera. The word's a little strange because this nafkamina business here. Well, you're asking me nafkamina between the suin and the erisin. You say doesn't do erisin, doesn't do the suin. What's nafkamina? What do you want to say? Nafkamina. Ishi's arusa. She's in the suin. So why does Agamara here have to come in and stick in nafkamina this, this, and this? I mean, of course, an arusa has certain dinim, a suah has certain dinim. So if she's not arusa, she has din arusa. The suah has din in the suah. So the Magid Mishnah writes that the Rambam made a diuk from this. It's in the beginning of Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus. The Dayek. A tremendous chiddush. The Gemara, when it said nafkamina, wasn't telling us a chiddush in what it said. It was telling us a chiddush in what it left out. And what was not mentioned. There's one very big nafkamina between an erisin and a suin, which is not mentioned here in the Gemara. And that is, that if the erisin, if the kedushin erisin, husband and wife are also bebiya, habayel arusasei bebeis chamav laika. A man who's only in arusa, not in the suah, is not supposed to be bayel. His wife, she still lives after kedushin. She still lives by her father's house. If the nesuin, then bia is mutter. But only mutter, it's a mitzvah. That's nesuin. So if the erisin, it says even if you makadish kedushin bebiya, so that bia you're allowed to do. That's the Torah said ubala bulas baal. That's a kinyan of an isha. But after that, the second bia is aser until the suin. No, it's also to be bayal arusasi bebeis chamav laika. It's also to be bayal arusasi. Rabban. The saying nafkaminis seem to be nafkaminis la halacha. Truma would depend Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah Chayna. Maybe it didn't want to bring it. I don't know. Right. The Rambam therefore paskins that even though Bia does Nesuin, it only does Nesuin Liyarshal Tabal Ohatel Derel, but she still needs Chuppah in order to be Matir for him to be Ba'al Havaita. Very unusual thing. Very unusual. What we're saying is that you have Kedushin. Kedushin seems to be the cleanest thing. You do Kedushin, you're Mekudeshes. After that, if you do Chuppah, so it's also done. If you do Nisuin through Bia, it's only a halfway thing. Nisuin through Bia is Kainaha for these three Nafkaminas, and not for to be Matah, to be Baal Havaita. You need Chuppah. Yeah? That's what the Rambam holds. Reb Chaim, the Grach al Hashanas, tries to explain this because he says, "Be Rambam Hilchas Ishus Kasef, Daf and Bia Nesuin Oisa, Asura Hila Baila Achi Yasa Bachufa." So yeah, we had two Bia, one Bia for Kedushin Nesuin. He did one Bia for Kedushin Nesuin. It would be the same if he did one Bia for Kedushin and a second one for Nesuin. But he didn't do Chuppah.
He's telling the Chuppah even after he did two
Bia. Yeah. So he says, "Barabam kasev dafid bia nesuin ois asuri hila baila anshiyasa b'chuppah. V'rayasai mehod amar gemara nafkamina bein nesuin ois erisin ois aliyarshal atamala maila ka'amar b'pshitas in nesuin ois himuteras la baila." It wasn't a chuppah, that's why I said it was not in his house. It was in someone else's house, right? In this house, it would be chuppah. But Yichud Aroi L'Biyah still has to be Yichud Aroi L'Biyah, the Beisai. Yichud Aroi has to be
No, where this is going with the Rif. He's saying is that this, that Bia can make a Kenyan for Nisuin. It's not a full Nisuin. It's some halfway mark.
Isn't Gemara speaking
about using a Bia for Nisuin? Gemara itself, well, that's a Rif. Gemara is talking about using a Bia for Nisuin. Yeah, the Rif says that if you do a Bia afterwards, it's Lekuli Alma Kaina. It's not totally the Sibaya. The Sibaya is, could one be or be both? That's what I'm saying.
So,
okay.
If the
Gemara
is assuming that Bia is another option for
Nisuin,
aside from the five,
that's right. At least certainly on that side of the Ibaya. The Rif is saying that even with the other side, that Eris and Isa, but certainly if you did a second Bia, it would certainly work. Yeah, the Chiddush of the Rif is that even if Bia Eris and Isa, still a second Bia would do it.
So there is
a
There's no Gemara
for Reshes because on the side of Eris and Isa, the Gemara is not Pashti by it. On the side of Eris and Isa, if I would learn this Gemara, I would think the Gemara is going to be Eris and Isa, and there's no Bia. That's why you wouldn't learn the Gemara. That Bia can't do this. The Rif is Machadish, then a separate Bia certainly doesn't. So Reb Chaim tries to explain this, and I don't understand what he's adding. Basically, Reb Chaim says there are two dinim in Nisuin. There's one din, a Kenyan, and there's one din of Maisa Lahatir Isha Labayla. There's one din of Kenyan, he calls it Kenyan, and there's one din Lahatir Isha Labayla. So he says, Bia could do a Kenyan. But it's not Matir Isha L'Bayla. Chuppah you need to be Matir Isha L'Bayla.
It's just the opposite of
the stipler. It just seems to be, it's not clear what he's adding. It seems to be the opposite of the stipler. Why?
Because the stipler is saying just the opposite. The stipler has absolutely nothing to do with Kenyan. And Bia is something that Matir Isha L'Bayla.
Right, so it's not totally the opposite. In other words, the stipler, what the stipler said about Chuppah, that fits with this. That chuppah is not a Kenyan. Chuppah is a mitzvah, a husband and wife. That's not a stira to this. The Bia Nisuin. A Bia for Nisuin, it's not like the stifler. Yeah. The fact that the Bia, he's saying, the Bia is a Kenyan and not a Maisla Hatishal Abayah.
And the Bia is not a Kenyan. Well, you don't need Bia for a Kenyan because
Nisuin
doesn't need
Kenyan
at all. Nisuin
doesn't need
Kenyan.
And Bia is something that's
not a Hatishal Abayah. It's not a Kenyan or it's a Kenyan, but not
the Maisa. It's possible that they're using the word Kenyan in different contexts, and it's not a stira. The Pashut words, though, seem to be that he's learning that he'll agree with the stipler of normal chuppah, whichever one of the five. Normal chuppah is mitzias yishol bayla. That'll agree. The words sound like he's saying that bia is a Kenyan, a Kenyan that lacks Maisa lahati yishol bayla. I don't know what Reb Chaim is adding, and this is the whole piece. It's in the Grach al Hashas on our Gemara. Not clear to me what he's saying more than the Rambam said. Or he codifies it by using the word Kenyan and Maislat Yisrael Baila, but however, this Reb Chaim, or this Rambam really, is a Sas Nechama to me on something else. I'll tell you why. We had last year in Sukkos, and I mentioned to you at the beginning of Kedushin as well, that the Rambam Shita that Chup is Yichar Oy Labiya. That Rambam Shita that Chup is Yichar Oy Labiya is Shver from many Gemaras. Right? The Rishonim ask already, it's Shver from a number of Gemaras, the most famous, the Kohen Gadol getting married on Yom Kippur. It's not Yichar Oy Labiya, you can't be Baal on Yom Kippur, and yet the Mishnah says we prepare a woman that if his wife dies in Yom Kippur, he marries her. So it's before Ish that he can get married in Yom Kippur, right? Yichud Shein Roi Labiya. Or we had a kasha from a Kedushin Taif Sim B'chai Ve'lavim that not only Kedushin but even the Suin is Chal Achai Ve'lavim, that it's also Yichud Shein Roi Labiya. We had a number of kashas
on the Rambam Shita, you need a Yichud Raya Labiyah from a number of places where the Yichud is not Raya Labiyah, and it still does Nisuin. When Naftali came along, Naftali said, oh, there are two steps to Chuppah. There's one step, which is even the Yichud Shein Raya Labiyah, and the Rambam is Maida. Then to be fully married, you need a Yichud Raya Labiyah too. He split Chuppah into two steps, which, although it answered all the kashas, was disturbing that we should, it's like a new thing we never heard of, that you could split the suin into two steps, that is, the Rama's Maidi, you could have one step of the suin, they could have another step in the suin, that they had two steps in the suin, that to us was a chiddush. I mentioned to you then that Rabbi Naftali is not the only one who says it. I found it in Rabbi Nezer, I remember, but still, it was a big chiddush. At least, we see now that there is such a thing, that in the suin there's more than one step. Because that's really what Reb Chaim, it's not Reb Chaim, it's the Rambam himself, Reb Chaim's just explaining it. The Rambam is saying that you can have in the suin which is a half nesuin, you can have in the suin which is a full nesuin. So, although I guess I don't have a good hergish of why the Torah should make things so complicated, like why did Rabbeinu Shlomo make it so complicated that you could have two halves to the suin, which just seemed to be a simple thing. Like, why shouldn't the suin be split? Right, the Torah said beferish, said beferish. But we're coming along now and understanding can go halfway. I don't fully understand why. But Lamaisa, it is that way. We at least have a makar that it is that way. There's such a thing as a partial nesuin, which is what Reb Chaim is saying. But I'll go upon him, that's from this Gemara. There's one other kasha on this Gemara, which I assume will come to mind. This Gemara Shaila is, could a single Bia do both? Eris and Nisuin. Okay, and this Gemara goes to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. I should tell you right now that the two Taisim on the summit are important Taisim. We're going to deal with them. But after that, the Amud Beis we're going to go through very quickly, because the Gemara just brings a few tashmas and it's not Pashat Ibai. But the Rad says, L'kuli Alma, if it's a second Bia, then certainly you could do Nisuin. That was the Rad, Rebbein Nissen Dei Derif. The L'kuli Alma, if you do one Bia for Kedushin, and then you do a second Bia for Nisuin, that certainly works. That's what the Rad says, and Derif, Rebbein Nissen Dei, that's not any Bia. If you do two separate Bias, one Bia for Kedushin, one Bia for Nisuin, it zicha works. The Kasha is that Taisus on Hey Amid Bey said that if Kesef does Kedushin, if you would hold Kesef could do Nisuin, then there would be a Svara, my Ulme, the high Kesef, my high Kesef. If Kesef would be able to do Nisuin, then one would have to do both. It's not Mistava, you need to. Marsha said on that Taisus that Chuppah, like Rafana, which does Kedushin. So you could do one Chuppah for Kedushin and the Suin. Can't say you need two. Because my Ume, the high Chuppah, my high Chuppah. You can't say you need one for Kedushin, one for the Suin, they have to be separate. You might as well do it together. My Ume, high Mahi. So the question that would seem to follow is, if so, by Bia too. If one Bia is for Kedushin, that's sure certainly good. And one Bia for the Suin, that's certainly good. So my Ume high Bia, my high Bia. Why should I say I need two Bias, one for Kedushin, one for the Suin? If there's such a Svara, my Ume, that if it works, I don't need two, I can just do one for both. So it should be here also by Bia. My Ume high, my high. Why should one be better than the other? This Kasha seems to be a difficulty. My Ume high, my high. So I found Rav Shach is the Kasha in Navi Ezri. It's funny that I don't have an earlier teretz. Maybe tomorrow we'll get to it. But tomorrow, believe neither, but I certainly plan to finish the Amid. Even if it's tomorrow's Thursday, it's a shorter shiur. So make sure you get to do the Amid base as well.